by Isurai. Negeh Tilchas Maisrois, now there's a difference. Divir Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Now Negeh to Maisr, he's murdered the Esrog tree, is Daimati Rokas. That what year is a call for Maisr? You go Bos L'Shash L'Kita when you're picking it off. So Rashi, Shebishash L'Kitasi Isurai. Shimchonak B'Shonashniya. Let's say the second year of Shemitah, that's when it started to blossom, the Esrogim. Shemaisra Seho, Maisra Rishon, Maisra Sheni. Now the way it goes is, the first year after Shemitah, and the second year, there's Maisra Rishon, then Maisra Sheni. The third year, there's no Maisra Sheni, it becomes into being Maisoni. So it's not Nafkamina, if you pick off this vegetable, at the beginning of the third year, Negeh Tilchas Maisris, what do you have to give? Do you have to give Maisra Sheni, or do you have to give Maisra Roni? So in Esrog, you go Bos L'Shas L'Kita. Even though the Esrog blossoms in the second year, but if you wait to pick it off first in the third year, you don't have to give Maisra Sheni, just Maisra Roni. Drashi V'Nilkat B'Shlishis, L'Shemitah, Shemaisra Seah, Maisra Rishna, Maisra Roni, is Mesasa Kedin Maisra Shlishis. Our Esrog tree goes after Shas L'Kita when you pick it off the tree, and therefore it has a locha of Maisra Roni. V'Ilu Shari Lonis, Mashekin all other trees, Shechonto Peroseim B'Shniyah. Let's say the fruits blossom on the second year. V'nilkatu B'Shlishis, and you waited, you didn't pick it off the tree until the beginning of the third year. Mis'asrin Kedin Shniyah. All other fruits have the locha, you go Bosachanoto, and therefore that's the year of Maisra. So since the blossom the second year, well, then you have to give Maisra Rishon and Maisra Sheni. You don't give Maisra Roni, even though you're picking it off on the third year. But you go after Chanoto when the fruit blossoms. Now, Linyan Maisra Hushvu Esrog L'Yerek. Now, the Esrog tree has the same malacha like a Yerek, Nageh to Maisris, and not like Shari Lonis. The Maisra Pei, the reason is why, Rashi says, the Maisra Peiris Ilon V'Yerokas Rabbonin. They have to be give off Trumas and Maisra, so fruits, or vegetables, it's only midrabbonin. Oh, my segurin vikir of the raisa. Because midrabbonin, it's only on the chamesha saminim, and on yayin and shemin. That's all. That's midrabbonin. Only on the wheats, and the yayin, or grapes, and on olives. Oh, the gurin vikir of the afinim rosh hashonim. Misaser acher hashonim shevi ushlish. Mikroi. There we learn on midrabbonin, it goes boss like when it grew a third. The asamchu rabbonin, my segurin magurin vikir, that magurin vikir mikhodim shigdilim aroiv mayim. Just like regular wheat, it grows on rainwater. Da'inu megishamin or mesasun l'shana shovra. You go boss to the meiser the year that it was grown, not the year you pick it off. Is af kol agdila marayv mayim more than any other fruit tree? For going peris ilan mesasun l'shana shovra. Since regular fruit tree grows upon rainwater, you don't have to water it. You go after the year that it was grown. Yotze yirokas marchenkein vegetables shegdila makol mayim. Vegetables you have to water. It's not enough to rain water. You have to go and water the vegetables. Therefore, the Rabbanim made like a new simon to say these are different. Here you go, Bos L'Kita, the time you pick it off the ground. The Esrog Nami. Now, an Esrog tree is the same thing. Godol HaKol Mayim Kierik. An Esrog tree also, you have to water it. It can't grow by itself just from the rainwater. So since you have to water it, the Rabbanim gave it a din like a Yerik to say the Maestros goes after the time you pick it off the tree. So if you pick it off the tree at the beginning of the third year, it has a locha for Maisra Roni. You don't have to give Maisra Sheni, you just have to give Maisra Roni this year. This is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. But even according to Rabbi Gamliel, he only says this Filchas Maisr. Mashenken Filchas Shvius, he's made like we had before, that the Gimel Drachim is doima to regular Elon. So the Esrog tree, and again, Filchas Shvius, you go after Chanota. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, our halach is shver. Why do we say here the Esrog on the Sukkis at the beginning of the seventh year has Kedusha Shvius? Since you it grew the sixth year, the Chanota blossomed the sixth year, it shouldn't have Kedusha. It's a sixth year period, we should not have any Kedusha. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, for sure it's shver. Vayter Rabbi Lezer says, Esrog shovel Elon l'chol dover. It's also shver. Rabbi Lezer says, no, an Esrog tree is doima toward Elon for everything. In other words, even for Maisris, you don't go after B'Shas L'Kita when you pick it off the tree, but the Esrog tree is like all other trees. You go B'Shas L'Shas Chanota. When the tree started to blossom, that's the year. Whether it's Nageh to Shvius, whether it's Nageh to Maisra Rishon or Maisra Roni, Maisra Sheni, you go after Shas Chanota. Shrashi L'Chol Dover, Af L'Maisrois. So Melech Shver, our Breister before. How does our Breister say that the Esrog if you take it on Sukkot, the beginning of Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shriyas. Why? Since if a shua blossomed during the 6th year, if a blossom during the 6th year shouldn't have any Kedusha Shriyas on it. It should be like a payer shishis. So what's the problem here? You ask when you buy off the Amorites. Don't pay money, it has no Kedusha, what's wrong? So the Gemara answers, true, these two Tanoim don't hold like that. Habahu the Yomar, he's the Tana of Al-Brais before holds Kihai Tana. He holds like another Tana. There is such a Tana that holds that Esra tree, Nageyate Shriyas, you go Bishas Lakita, when you pick it off the tree. The Tana we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Av Tumis Heyed Mishum Chamishas Kenim. Rabbi Yosi Av Tumis said over an Edis, in the name of, he heard over from 5 to Canaan, that Esrig achalakita lamaiter. Esrig goes after Bishas lakita filchas maiter. Whether you picked it off the 3rd year, you only have to give maiter roni. If you picked it off the 2nd year, you have to give maiter sheni. So the Esrig tree is not like other ilonas that you go after Shas chanota, but you go bos l'shas lakita when you pick it off the tree. This nageh to maiters. Abba v'rabaseinu nimna biyusha. The Omru, Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lishvias. You should know the Rabbi Seinu, though, were appointed in Usha, said no. They said, even Vilchas Shvias, also you go Bosla Shas Lakita. That was even though the fruit blossomed and grew mostly in the 6th year, but now you waited till after Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Shemitah year, the 7th year, and now you first picked off the Yesterday off the tree, it has Kedusha Shvias. Because Nageyat is Shvias, you also go Bosla Bashas Lakita. So the kids say there's such a Tana like this. So the Tana of Al Brais before, now Mishnah, goes like this Tana. That the Esrig on the beginning of Sukkot, on the 7th year, has Kedusha Shriyas, providing you picked it off the tree after Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Samara says, Shriyas man dechashme. Like how come the Rebbe Sein spoke about Shriyas? The Tanakhama only spoke about Maisa, not about Shriyas. So Gemara says, Chasuri Mechsor, something is missing. This is the way you should learn it. Esroig acha lekito lemaiser. The acha chanota leshvias. This is the Tanakhama's pshat. This is like we had before from Rabbi Gamliel. That an esroig tree, you go bos lekito filchas meiser. Filchas meiser, we say, if you picked it off the 3rd year, you only have to give meiser roni, no meiser sheni. Masheki in a geta shvias, then the esroig tree is doing with all other trees. That you go after b'shas chanota, when the fruit first started to blossom. That's when you go bosa. But Rabbi Seinu Nimna B'Yusha, but the Tanoyim and Usha said like this, V'yomu, they said, Esroig, bosa l'kito, ben l'maisa, ben l'shvias. You should know the Esroig tree is different even for Shvias. Even though for all other fruit trees, the halachas are, it depends, b'shas chanota, when it started to blossom. If it blossomed the 7th year, it has Kedusha Shvias. If it blossoms the 6th year, it does not have Kedusha Shvias. The Esrog tree is different. The Esrog tree, even for Hilchas Shvias, you go bos l'shas l'kita. B, the Esrog was on the tree after Rosh Hashanah. You pick it off now a few days before Sukkot. Now it's Shemitah year. It has Kedusha Shvias. So that's why our Mishnah says, if you buy it off an Amoritz, don't pay him money for it, so that the money should not have Kedusha Shvias, but rather just pay money for the lulav, because the lulav does not have Kedusha Shvias, like we said before. Because the lulav we're talking about is doima to all other trees, that you go bosa shas chanota. So if you picked off the lulav, now at the beginning of Shemitah, but when did it blossom? It blossomed before in the middle of the 6th year. So the lulav for sure does not have Kedusha Shvias right now at the beginning of the Shemitah. In 15 days, the lulav doesn't grow. So for sure it blossomed during the 6th year, that's why the lulav does not have any Kedusha Shvias. It's only the Esrog tree that we say go bos l'kita. So that's Tran Al Mishnah, that when you buy the lulav and esrig from a namor, it's on Shemitah, don't pay for the esrig, but only pay for the lulav. Mar says no. Good. So taima the lulav bar shishis. Like why does our mission, the Brisa, say pay for the lulav? So we're saying now because the lulav does not have any kedusha shriyas, you know why? Because we're talking about a lulav that grew during the 6th year. Hanichnas l'shriyas. True, now at the beginning of Shemitah, we're right after Rosh Hashanah, we're 15 days later by the beginning of Sukkot, but still, the pre was Chanota blossom during the 6th year. That's why the lulav does not have any Kedusha Shvias on it. It's a Diyuk, Hodesh Shvias, but let's say the next year, like the lulav that grew on Shvias itself, it blossomed on Shvias itself, the Lachos Mashem, it's Kodesh. It has Kedusha Shvias. And when you buy it the next year, you also have to be careful not to buy it from Namoritz and not to give him money. That's what's mashed from here. Like we're saying, the reason why an esrig is okay, because it would blossom during the sixth year. But mashed from the esrig, the lulav, that blossoms during the seventh year, does have kedusha shrius. So most kasher is amai. Why? The klal is eitzim bi'almahu. The eitzim ain't behem mishum kedusha shrius. Wood alone does not have any kedusha shrius. Kedusha shrius is only chal on a peri, something you could eat. Whether it's vegetables, whether it's fruits, it's only on something that you could eat. That's what's chal kedusha shrius. Ma'ashenken stam on wood that you can't eat, it's not chal on a kedusha shrius. That's a kash lechur lulav. You can't eat a lulav. So what's the problem to say the lulav, if it grew on the seventh year, there would be a kedusha shrius? Why? It's only eitzim. The Tanaim, we learned like this. Ole kanim, the leaves of a kanim, of the bamboo. The yole gefanim, the weeds, the leaves from the geffen, from the vineyards. Shegobavon. So Rashi says, shekinson liyotzron. You have it in the storehouse. Lechoyva. Rashi Lechoyva means losher machbos. You hid it. Apnei asoda, by the fields. Now, lochton liyachil. If you picked it up, I'm going to ask to eat these things. These leaves, mashma, you could eat. Some people use the teat to give it to animal teat. And some people use it for wood, like to burn. So it depends what you picked it for. If you picked it, lachilom, trashilom, aichavim, if you picked these leaves to give it to feed it to the animal, yeshbe mishum kedusha shvius, then these leaves do have kedusha shvius on it, because that's the klal. Anything that's edible, even only for the animal, has kedusha shvius. Ma'ashen kein lochtom liyetzim, let's say you picked off these leaves just with a mind to use it to burn for fuel, for wood. The locher is then ain behem mishum kedusha shrius. There's no kedusha shrius on something that's just used for wood. So the chur here, the lulav for sure. No animal eats lulavs. So the chur, the lulav is only like wood. That's our kasha. Why do you have to say the lulav grew on the sixth year? Even if the lulav grew on the seventh year on Shemitah, also it does not have kedusha shrius because it's not edible. So the Marian says, Shani hosam, I'll tell you there it's different. The Yom HaKro, the Postik says, Lochem liochlo, lochem dumya diliochlo. That means the pasuk says by shriyas the parasol lochem belong to you. So we dash in lochem dumya diliochlo to you. What does it mean? You have to have enjoyment from it. You have to have enjoyment from these things the same way you have enjoyment as if you eat it. What does that mean? Mi shahanosa yubiyu reshava. It's not a cloud. It has to be something you could eat to have kedusha shriyas. Even a lulav. Let's say lulav, you could have hanoi, you could use it for a broom. But anything that you have hanoi, enjoyment from it, and the enjoyment and the destruction of it comes together, that has kedusha shvius. That's like fruit. How do you enjoy fruit? By eating it. Now, b'shas you eating it, you're destroying it. So the biura, the destroying of it, and the hanosam come together, that has a kedusha shvius. So it depends like this. Now, yotzu eitzim, ashen kein regular wood, shahanosan acha biurin. That regular wood, you know why burning wood has no kedusha shvius? True, there's some enjoyment from the wood. You could burn the wood, but you don't have enjoyment b'shas you're burning it. It's only after you burnt it, it comes into coals. On the charcoal, that's what you could bake with. So you first have the enjoyment after you burned up the eitzim. That's why eitzim has no kedusha shvius. Ma'ashenkin a lulav. Since the hanoi you have by lulav is you use it for broom, and while you're cleaning up, you destroy it all, so it gets eaten up, it gets used up then. So v'shas the enjoyment, it gets destroyed, therefore broom, like a lulav, would have kedusha shvius. Strashi, shani hosam, kabi'atzei hasok, it's only wood that you use for burning. Lohochi loinoige bem shvius. On this wood, it doesn't have any kedusha shvius. The Yom HaKro, the Postek says, voice of Shabbos, umashmo lochem lochot tzachechem. That whatever has a kedusha shvius has to be to you for your purposes. Uchsiv liochla. Then the Postek says to be able to eat it. Lemeimu to teach us, tiyein muta lehenes mi perish shvius ela hano adem lachilo. Can only have enjoyment from it, something like eating it. That means, shehanos of yurishova, chloima. The same time it gets destroyed, that's the time you have the enjoyment from it. If you rub some oil on you, but the same way you're destroying the oil, you're having enjoyment from it. When you drink something, if you have locus haner, or else if you light a candle, if you light just some oil, just to have or. So then, b'shas, you're having light, you're like eating up that oil. So that would have kedusha shvius on it. Meyach Rosh Nam Yafinon Shein Shvius Noigela Bepri Hoimid Lahan Nois Halolu. Who are then from this pasuk we see Shvius is only chal on something that has this type of an enjoyment. Dochi Nami Medrash Kruom Voice is Shabbos Oros Negus B'Mash Lachem Liyochlo Shanosa Demulachilo. Yeah, so the Kedusha Shvius is only chal on something like this type of enjoyment, that the enjoyment and the destruction come together. So yotza atzei asoke shanos nachaburin mi shenase gicholim. First the wood you first burn down to coals, then oifen ben, then you bake with it. Avo lulav mashek in the lulav ikir hanosam chabras abayis. What kind of hanos do you have with the lulav, the palm tree? You could use it for a broom to sweep up the house. V'ushas biyuroi v'kukuloi. Then b'shas you use it to sweep up the house, you're ruining it, you're destroying it also. Therefore, v'domi lahanos achila. The broom is like the enjoyment of eating. Now, v'olei kanam l'gafanim kaim l'och l'hochi hilgach bosom achshav azli. Mashenkin, the leaves of the bamboo or the reeds or the leaves of the gafanim, of the grapes, that depends. Some people use it for eating for their animals, then it would have kedusha shvius, and some people use it for burning. If you use it for burning purposes, you don't have hanor b'shas you burn it, you only have the hanor later first after you burnt it. So that's the machlokes before, but it's alei kanin. Mashenkin, regular wood that's aimed for burning has no kedusha shvius. Mashenkin, the lulav does have kedusha shvius. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah or the Brice before that said that the reason why the lulav is mutter, because the lulav grew on the sixth year, and you're talking now at the beginning of the seventh year. That's why the lulav does not have any kedusha shvius. But then Echnami, the next year, that the lulav grew during the seventh year, then even the lulav would have kedusha shvius. And when you buy it then, you can't pay money, you can't give money to an Amoritz for the lulav either. Because then the money you give him has kedusha. For the Gemara Kashim, V'ike Eitzim, Dimoshchon, Tehanosin of Yurin Shoven, I sometimes use wood to moshchem just for light. Trashi eight shemin, she eight atzmo madlikim boy. Sometimes you use wood just to make a torch out of it. So lohoyer kumay bavukis, you make a torch. In such a case, when you're making a torch for light, when you're burning the wood, they both come together. Bishash, you have the enjoyment, the light, you're destroying the wood. So such a wood should have kedusha shvius. So all type of wood should depend. Every wood, why do you say wood, does not have kedusha shvius because you use it for burning. To make charcoals out of it, no, maybe you're going to use it for a torch. And the Gemara, Amar Rava, Stam Eitzim Ula Asoka Enoimdin. Stam Eitzim is Oimit for Asoka, for burning, to make charcoals out of it. So therefore, when you cut it down for wood, it does not have kedusha shvius on it. Rashi says, Omeshani Stam Eitzim Shel Hesik La Asoka Nitnu. It's given for burning. V'stomim lav lohoyer. Usually don't use it for a torch. Hilkach le'nach tebuk dusha shvius mikorum. V'afil loktum lohoyer. Tosan. Even if you pick it off al manas to use it for a torch, it's like botla daitoy. Since most people use wood for burning purposes, to make charcoal out of it and use it later, so therefore wood, if you're using it for burning, does not have kedusha shvius. Even if you want to use it now for a torch, still it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Just a lulav that's not used for burning, it's used to sweep the house with, then you destroy it, v'shash, you have enjoyment, that's why it has kedusha shvius. Well, alright,
what's the ikka that we're taking off the lulav altogether with this? What's the ikka that we're taking away? We're not taking it off the
tree, what do you mean?
We're not taking off the leaves to cut to sweep the floor.
Yeah, but since since you could use it for that, right, even though now we're using the lulav for the mitzvah, right, but since you could use it for the broom, therefore it has kedusha shvius on it, right, even if you wouldn't use it for broom, right, since it could be used, it has it. Taita, Omar Rovo, Stam Eitzim Lasok Enem Demir. Nagmar says, Eva Eitzim Lasok Atenohi. That's what you're telling me, Stam Wood, is Oim Lasok, is a Machlok Atenohi. So Rashi says like this, Vi Eitzim Di Yasok Gufayu, Shehanosen Achab Yurin Tenohi. This din that you're just telling me now, that wood, like for sure, does not have Kedusha Shvius, since the enjoyment comes after you destroyed it, that's not so poshid. That itself was also a machlokes tanoim. Now, even though we just got from the saying wood, it has no kedusha shvius, there's another Tanya that says not like that. The Tanya we learned like this: Ein moisrin peiris shvius loy lemishra. Perish Shrias, fruit that grew on Shrias, has Kedusha. You're only allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to destroy it. You're not allowed to give with Lola Mishra. You can't give it to a washing place. Trashy. They used to want to soak their flax in wine. So if you have the grapes that grew on Shrias, you're not allowed to use the wine to soak the flax in. Same thing, that's for washing machine. They used to use the salt, they used to use wine. So either you could soak the flax, the pishton, in wine, or else you could soak your clothing and clean it in wine. Now, b'shash, you put your clothing or the flax in the wine. As soon as you put your clothing in, you're destroying the wine. The wine can't be, you can't use it after that. When do you have enjoyment from it? Not now, you can't use your clothing. It's only after, when your clothing dries out and it's clean, that's the enjoyment you have from it. There also, the enjoyment comes first later. So that's the first brisa that says that you're not allowed to use the fruits of Shrias for washing purposes. Because that's not called you have an enjoyment, b'shas b'urin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Maisron, you're allowed to give it. You're allowed to take Peres Shrias and use it even to wash your clothing with. Because he doesn't make this drasha that you have to have the enjoyment and the b'urin and the destruction at the same time. You're allowed to have first the destruction and then the hanor. So according to Rabbi Yossi, wood would also have kedusha shrius, because you have enjoyment from wood. First you destroy it, you burn and make it into charcoals, and then you have enjoyment from it. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it would have kedusha shrius, even wood. The Gemara says, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? The Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says like this. The Yom HaKruah li'ochlo v'loy l'mishra v'loy l'chvusa. Tanakama says you have to be able to eat it. In other words, you have to have enjoyment that b'shas the enjoyment, you're destroying it. And not to soak it and not to clean your clothing with. Because you don't have the enjoyment b'shas you're destroying it. When you put the wine into the clothing, you're destroying the wine, and you first have the enjoyment later on. That's the Tanakama. That's like we learned so far. So according to this, wood would not have kedusha shrius. Because kedusha shrius has to only be on something that you have the enjoyment and the destruction at the same time. Now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? On Makroah, the Pasuk says, Lochem, Lochem, Lochol Tzorcheichem. It says, no, the pears have to be for you for any type of enjoyment you want to have. V'yafidu l'mishru l'chusa. Even if you want to use this wine now to clean your clothing or clean the flax, also it's mutter. In other words, you don't have to have hanor like eating, any type of enjoyment you could have from it. So therefore, any type of enjoyment you have from things that grow has kedusha shrius also. So therefore, wood, since you have enjoyment from wood, wood would also have kedusha shrius. For the Marakash now, for Tanakama or Ksiv Lachem, what's kind of Tanakama? It's good, Rabbi Yossi. It says the word Lachem. Ha'u Lachem dumya d'liachila. True, you have to have your enjoyment, but enjoyment like eating. What does eating mean? Misha anasa b'yurashava. That the enjoyment and the destruction come together. Yotza mishra chvusa. Mashenke, when you're making a mishra, when you're taking the wine to clean your clothing, shahanasa acha b'yurin. You're first having the enjoyment, first after later, after you destroy the wine. So therefore, you can't do this to perishries. Rabbi Yossi fet gemaru aksiv liyochlo. Rabbi Yossi also, the Pasuk says liyochlo. So true, it says lochem, but maybe like the Tanakama, enjoyment like achilo, that the destruction and the enjoyment comes together. And the Gemara know humi boiler liochlo v'leil lemlugla. Rabbi Yossi says the deek is you could use peres shvias for eating purposes and not for medicine. You're not allowed to make medicine out of peres shvias. Kedatanya liochlo, Torah says you have to eat it v'leil lemlugma. You can't make medicine out of it. So the Gemara atzuaim liochlo v'leil lemlugma. You're telling me now you have to eat it and you can't make medicine. Maybe not. Maybe you're not allowed to wash your clothing with it. Like how does Rabbi Yossi know to say you're not allowed to make medicine, but washing clothing, yes. Maybe washing clothing, no. The Marakish, when it says lochem, hare lechvusam, enjoyment. So washing your clothing is also called enjoyment. Ha'amani mekayim liyochlo. I the pasuk says liyochlo. That means liyochlo v'leilam lugma. It means to eat it and not to use it for medicine. For the Gemara good of Amar Rayas, how do you know to say this? L'rabbi says a kvusa. How does Rabbi Yossi know to say that from lochem you're allowed to have any type of an enjoyment, even to wash your clothing with it? The pasuk says liyochlo. That means not medicine. Like, why is medicine worse than clothing, washing your clothing? So he says like this, Rabbi Yossi.